Alright, so
welcome to the first episode of Daddy and Evan, inspired by Bob and Tom. Say hi, Evan.
Hi.
We're coming to you live here from the man cave.
You would probably know Daddy from Daddy and Squash, also inspired by Bob and Tom.
And you know Evan from his YouTube channel. That's at Justin Muse on YouTube.
Yes.
Please watch all the videos that you can. Evan, What's going on with you today, buddy?
Well, good. Beat the... In part, Paper Mario, I did beat the origami guy.
Awesome, man. You like the origami game?
Yep.
What's your favorite part of it?
It's probably now, probably beating all the Earth elementals.
Well, that's cool. That game's pretty tough. I'm proud of you for doing. How old are you?
I'm 7. Good. So, let's get to our first thing, wrestling.
Wrestling?
So...
Friday Night SmackDown was last night. What did you think about it?
Well, it was good. Corbin, I think... It was Shorty G versus Sheamus. And Sheamus won, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sheamus won. And it was Big E versus, it was Big E versus John Morrison, and these guys named
Retribution,
got handed up in the match where they beated up them two.
Awesome.
And then Retribution, at the end, they, trashed the whole entire locker room. And the wrestlers all got out there and saw referees and people got beaten up.
Yeah, I saw that too. And also saw Braun Strowman shaved his head, so he's bald now.
Well, after that, the Fiend attacked nobody. He actually wanted Braun to attack Alexa.
Yeah, and Braun did it, didn't he?
He did it.
Well, so I wonder what's going to happen for SummerSlam. You think Braun Strowman's going to lose to the Fiend?
Well, I think, in turn of events, Alexa Bliss goes to the through the ring, slaps the heck out of Braun Strowman, then the Fiend rolls him up or does the claw, then he taps out or got pins, and I think the Fiend will get the title back.
That's a pretty good prediction.
Well, let's go on the next theory. Well, video games. So, Daddy, any video game news?
As far as I know, there's not anything new that I know of. You've been playing Paper Mario a lot, and we've all been playing Mario Odyssey quite a bit.
Well, there's a new thing, and I'm just doing some theories that I think Nintendo are going to make a Pikmin 4. I think Nintendo is going to make a wrestling game. And I think Nintendo has to get a new Mario game.
Maybe. Something after Odyssey. I like how in... Paper Mario, Yuru, and Bowser actually have to team up. I think that's pretty neat.
Yeah. In the start.
Well, we're going to take a real quick break and hear from our sponsors. And whenever we get back, we'll go into our other categories of things we're going to talk about today. And we'll be right back on the Daddy and Evan Show. Welcome back to the Duty and
Evan Show.
I said the Duty and Evan Show. The Duty.
The Daddy and Evan Show.
Expired. Thank you for tuning in.
Bob and Tom. If Bob and Tom's watching this, you guys have to like this.
Yeah, we watch y'all all the time. Attack of the Wiener, man. Anyways. What's something that you miss doing that you can't do right now because of certain situations?
Going to places. Like Chuck E. Cheese and...
Like going to the movies.
Going to movies and stuff.
I do miss going to the movies and actually going through and getting the popcorn and then putting the butter on it.
Yeah.
And then sitting down in your seat and watching previews. That's really something that you take for granted that you don't really know.
There is a new SpongeBob movie that's coming out next year. And I think coronavirus, the reason is going to stop next year so we can watch that movie.
Hopefully that's going to be what happens. I really hope that we get through all of this and the people that are doing everything. And we also want to say all of the frontline workers that are the hospitals and stuff, we really appreciate what you're doing. You guys are the best. And I mean, other than saying that, you guys stay careful and do the best that you can. We really appreciate it. Go ahead, buddy. What was you going to say?
Well, there's going to be a little spoiler warning for the next YouTube video. I'll give you guys a little clue about it. It's called Power Moon Artist. If you guys can guess it somehow in the comments of my lastest video I did, Daddy.
Yeah.
If you guys can answer it correctly, I will give you guys an imaginary lollipop.
Everybody needs an imaginary lollipop right now. Hey, is there any jokes that you know that you can tell me?
Oh, yeah. I know a joke.
All
right. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Lemon.
Lemon who?
Lemonade. Promote one this group that never got promoted, and Bob and Tom, Here Comes the Mummies.
Here Comes the Mummies, that's one of our favorites.
Yeah, they did like Attack of the Wiener Man pants.
Yeah, and then they did Are You Gonna Eat All That?
Yeah.
That's a good
one. So we're promoting Bob and Tom because they have a goat show. And next we're going to talk about movies.
Alright, movies. Is there a certain movie that's your favorite right now?
I want to watch the new Minions movie that's going to come out.
Yeah, that'll be good.
This year.
I seen Your Nanny Got You the Sing movie.
Yeah.
I really like that one. That one's pretty good.
We're promoting
Anytime McConaughey is a koala, that's hilarious.
Huh?
Matthew McConaughey. All right. That guy.
Oh, you know, Moon.
And then in the gorilla, he can really sing.
He's well, really I good. Wish there was a sing too.
I would imagine they probably.
Illumination, if you watch this, make a sing to Minions 5 or a Secret Life of Pets 3.
3, yeah. Yeah, Louis C.K. was a part of that. First Secret Life of Pets, and boy, he kind of messed that up. But anyways, moving right along.
So now we are going to talk about the Yeet Squad.
Oh yeah, the Y'all Yeet Squad.
Yep.
We created this squad. It's called the Y'all Yeet Squad, and we play video games. And whenever we get to a certain accomplishment, we always go,
Y'all Yeet. So, we actually, in the past, last month, I think, or the past weeks, Kamala did die.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Everybody hold your hearts for that for a second. We have, now some good news. We have that the main and everything's going good out here, and you guys, I hope you guys do good too.
Yeah. Well, hey, we're going to come back around the top of the break, and then we're going to talk about some more cool stuff. You've got Daddy and Evan on the Daddy and Evan Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Evan and Daddy Show, sponsored by Bob and Tom, or influenced by Bob and Tom, not sponsored by. We're back here. We want to say a big shout out to all of the health workers out there protecting us and things of that nature.
And at the end of this video, we're going to do shout outs to top 10 best friends. No sneak peeks, you guys. Don't watch until the end to find out who they are.
Yep, and Evan's got a real big surprise for you at the end of the video, and he'll let you know at the end of it. So, we were talking about all of our favorite things, and I know that you're a real big fan of superheroes.
Yeah.
So, give me your top 3 superheroes, starting with 3, 2, 1.
First, Batman.
Batman's number 3?
Yep.
Alright.
Because I love Batman. Second, Superman. I love Superman more. And the final one is Robin.
You like Robin? Because of Teen Titans?
Yeah.
You ought to be president. That's cool. I'm a real big fan of Teen Titans, too. My favorite Cyborg and Beast Boy, though.
Yeah, me too. And all of them are super good.
So what's better, burgers or burritos?
I never ate any of them. So French fries.
Burgers or burritos?
French fries.
Burgers or burritos?
French fries!
All right. Anyways, that's cool. I guess if I had to go superheroes, I would say, and this has just happened after the movies came out.
Three?
Number 3 would be Superman.
Number 2.
Number 2 would be Batman.
Number 1 would be
Iron Man.
Iron Man. But
just because of Robert Downey Jr., he did a great job playing that. That is, if anybody could just bring a comic book to life, that kid did it. Kid, he's older than I am. But anyways, I think those were good. Is there a superhero movie that's got like real people in it that you like a whole lot?
I do like Superman versus Batman. I never watched it, but I like it because you and Mommy keep on talking about it.
I mean, is there one that you've watched that you like? You've watched the Avengers movies. I know you like those. Age of Ultron was pretty good.
Age of Ultron.
Don't let me influence you. Because you just can't name no other one. But anyways, moving right along. Oh, the X-Men movies are good, too. Who's your favorite X-Man?
Probably the guy with the chair. You know, the guy that floats with the chair.
Professor Xavier?
Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't say Wolverine. So you can get claws out of your hands.
But I am invincible with my floating chair.
Yeah, and he's super smart, and he can get up in your brain and make you not even move and stuff. That's a pretty good pick. I always liked those things. It was just cool to be a kid and be able to escape with some superheroes and stuff.
So
you wanted to talk about football, did you?
Yeah. So, football is actually going to open. Just a little spoiler. And shout out to all the football players that survived coronavirus.
They're trying to prevent. Yeah, I hear you.
So, now,
do you even know like one football player?
Patrick Mahomes.
Good job.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes.
That's probably the best one you can.
Yeah.
Other than Lamar Jackson, that's probably
Lamar
the one.
Lamar Jackson.
That's the one that you want to know. Well, good job. Hey, I just before we go off for this next commercial break, I just want to thank the people at DirecTV for me still having the 1977 version of their remote control. If you're up for an upgrade, you should probably let the people know that you're up for an upgrade.
Yeah, sponsored 4 TVs.
Come on, man. I got like 6 TVs hooked up to your stuff. You need to get your shit together. Sorry, Evan.
Yeah.
All right, hey, we're going to go to break real quick, and we'll be back with our final segment. This
is
Daddy's Shoutouts. This is the Evan and Daddy Show. Hey, welcome back, guys, to the
Evan's Evan.
No, What are we going? Are we going to go to Evan Society or
no?
It's the
Evan and Daddy Show.
Evan and Daddy Show. It's okay. We tried Evan and Daddy Show. Just want to let you guys know, episode 2 is going to probably drop the same day as this one does.
Yeah, but we'll give you a tiny sneak peek. We'll call it. I'm just giving you the name of it. No other sneak peeks, but the sneak peek name is music.
Yep. Apparently, we're going to talk about music. Not necessarily the whole time, but anyways. If you enjoyed this, try to listen to it. If you didn't enjoy it, then you're probably not listening to it anyways.
But if you don't listen to it. Okay.
Anyways, we got a section that we're gonna do on this last 5 minutes that we've got, and it's called the shout out section.
Yes.
And it's where you shout out 5 people.
No, not five.
Yes, it's 5.
No.
Dude, you don't even have 3 right now.
It's 10.
No, you can't do 10. Okay, do 10. All right, it's a 10 person shout out. Evan, start.
Okay, first, Mommy, because she's really sweet. Next, the Big Show. Big Show, if you're watching this, you're super cool. Next, this is Rey Mysterio, Daddy's friend. You watching, you cool dude. Next, shout out to Squash. And next one is to the other coaches. In my old baseball team.
Yeah, I'm a
Parker. And Parker and Cooper. And we got my cousin Maverick. The Y'all Eat Squad. And finally, so the last two is gonna be is AJ Styles, and the last one is me. The last one is me.
All right, guys, we had fun on this first episode.
And Daddy.
Thank you, buddy. And I want to let everyone know that
we're just
a father and a son trying to have a little podcast, have a little fun for 20 minutes out of your day. And, make you think about something else other than what's going on in the world right now. We thank you for listening to the Evan and Daddy Show.
And I hope our goal is 1K.
All right, before we start asking for money, I guess, or whatever, let's see if we get anybody listening to this. Thank you guys for doing what you do. When you go outside, wear a mask. Stay safe.
Stay safe.
This is the Evan and Daddy Show.